Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
After all, she's from Ikwere. She's not spiritual. She's from Wafia. She's from Imbise. She's not spiritual. So in your mind, she has nothing to say. Listen to me. Whether you are 60 and she's 40, the day you marry, you are one. And if you are minus 30, and she is minus 70, when you marry, what's the answer? Huh? We are going to organize a mass class tomorrow. So we can, because you know some of you, the only thing now is how to count money. You don't really know mass again. My father flogged me because I had P7 in the days of P7 in mass SS1, but I had A3 in physics. And my dad sat me down. How can you pass physics and fail mass? I said, I don't know. I just like physics. He said, you will not do it again. You want to waste my money. You pass for that mass, A3. Pass physics, A3. Then you say you don't like mass. After I finish with you, your brain, your destiny will open up. You will start liking mass. How can you say? He said, see your choice result. A3 for that mass. A3 physics, then maths, P7. No, lie. An enemy has done this. Flog the thing out of my head. There's a kind of flogging that opens your destiny. Listen to me. When I woke up that morning, my wife came to me and said, because after I prayed, then I went back to sleep, then I got up, I went to the restroom, I came back. Then she asked me in the morning, something happened last night. I said, nothing. Because I didn't know she heard my prayer. In my mind, it was happening in my dream. For those of you who are careless and think it's just a dream. It's not every time that it's just a dream. You have to be careful. Continue eating your amala and ewedu soup. In fact, take second round in your dream. Just continue. A day will come, monkey will go to the forest, Abi. And he will not return. Continue eating. Say, I just like amala, especially from Ibadan or Oyo. Continue. I called Pastor David. So I was sharing with Pastor David what I saw that night. I didn't know my wife, she was listening. Then she came and sat with me on the chair and said, tell me your dream. It's just like when that woman stood over her husband and said, give me a son or I die. She stood over my head. I said, what is this, madam? Is it by force to share my dream? She said, tell me. She now told me her own dream, and then I became afraid because we had similar dreams. The same meaning. So I had to open up, and I told her what I saw. All these things happened in the night. Do you know that you can be thinking about a song and somebody is singing it? It's the same way you can sleep on the same bed with somebody and you will connect spiritually and be having the same dream. Spiritual technology. It's not 4G. This one is higher. It's not 4G. Just by being in the circumference of a prophet, you can prophesy. Don't be careless. Your company matters. You can be experiencing spiritual battle, but it is battle that you have inherited from the people you are playing with. Everybody, just look around. Nobody's making progress. Everybody, the same thing, the same complaint. And you are drinking together, blaming Buhari together, blaming you. That's how you have been blaming people. But those are your friends. Because you believe they are genuine people. Just a slight change of your company can alter a lot of things. Don't make friends with your level. Make friends with where you are going. That night, it's not a matter of whether, because what we saw or what I saw involved the lives of three people. That night, do you know when God is talking to you? In the last 1 week, Once it's 3 a.m., there's a particular mosquito that comes to my room or comes out. And it comes to my left, to my right here. And it's always 3 a.m. So once it comes, I know it's time to pray. Because that alarm will not work, but this mosquito always gets results. And I prayed for 3 hours before the early morning prayer meeting started that Wednesday to settle the matter of 3 lives. Do you know that after the prayer, my daughter, the next day my daughter came to say that they had a dream that so-so person. Again, still the same thing. That I saw so-so person was hit by a car and he stopped breathing. My daughter. Don't be naive. Don't be naive. You are just speaking grammar. The issue of your destiny is not English. Nobody speaks English in the spiritual. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And there are situations in your life, if you don't insist on vengeance, they will not let you go. Yes, sir. I'm not saying people should die. I'm talking about dismantling the works of darkness. And I want to read a few verses to you. Bow down and worship him. Isaiah 34. Worship. Isaiah 34, 6.
Oh, worship me.
Listen to me. This service today, we are going to reverse everything that the enemy has done. Today is for shouting.
Amen.
Are you there? Isaiah 34, 6. I want you to see something. Any challenge? The sword of the Lord is filled with what? If you don't like it, ask him. I know you are nice, but is that your nice behavior that they are using to work against you in that office? And is made fat with fatness and with the blood of lambs and goat. Give me verse 8. I think it's verse 8 I'm looking for. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, the year of recompense for the controversy of Zion. Listen to me. There are certain things going on in your life, and people are asking why you. It's a controversy. Are you not a child of God? Even a singer, one boy in this zoo later, I don't know where he's living. He says, "He was singing. You don't know he was insulting you." Shebi, you say you're a child of God. Oh, yeah. Teshuwale. If you are sure of yourself, oh, yeah. Masham. All of you say, Masham. I said, no. So we are dancing. Listen to me. For this cause was the Son of God made manifest that he might what? Destroy, dismantle the works of Satan. Listen to me. There are controversies. There are questions people are asking. And if you don't answer them, the gate will not open. AS, SS, SC, there are controversies. Shebi, you say you are a child of God. Why is this thing going on? Controversies in Zion. The sons of Zion, they are walking on the road. The slaves are riding on horses. Listen to me. 2021, if you are quiet, if you are gentle, you'll just be there. He said, for it is the day of the Lord's vengeance. Listen to me. I'm talking about dealing with stubborn spirits. There's a lady. Listen to what all my men of God. A lady, they used to tell her, then come to church. She doesn't like any church where they believe in deliverance. I like churches where they sing, they dance, and I don't like deliverance. When our Lord Jesus was reading his missions, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach deliverance to the world. Captive. You want to outshine Jesus in this work? Are you drinking something? You want to outshine Jesus in this work? When somebody is sick and you pray for the person, is it not deliverance? What are you talking about? They never open your file. When they open your file, you know. We are not to be afraid of them. We are to rout them, scatter them. Do you know why many times it seems that they have the upper hand against you? Because you are always in defensive position. I don't want to fight, too. Let us fight. Go and touch. Go and see. Go and touch a woman's child, and expect her to be playing with you. Or go and take the baby cheeks of a hen. Then the mother will shake your hand and say, I like you. Then you see what will happen. She will come after you. Forget that you gave the thing food yesterday. It will come after you. They told that girl, let's go to church. She said she likes all those church where they dance and give God wiper. She now wanted to marry. The mother-in-law called her and said, I am wife number one. You are wife number two. She thought that the woman is just saying, like, we are together. We are one family. So they got married. Honeymoon, the boy got to the room, jumped on the bed, the mother slept in the middle. This Nigeria is wife number one. Then this is my father-in-law who talking. This one did not happen to me. It's my father that is talking. The wife, like, what you know, in her mind, like, what's going on? But she could not talk. So she sat down beside the bed and said, okay, everybody sleep, sleep, sleep. She could not sleep. Then she remembered Mama said, I am wife number one. Yeah. So she now ran back to the church. I want to see doctor. I want to see doctor. I want to see doctor. I said, what's the matter? I said, my mom is a member. She normally bring me here, but I don't. But I want to see doctor today. There's a problem. I say, but you don't believe in the evil. I said, I believe, well, because from the first day of the marriage, I am wife number two. Listen to me. You have two genealogy. One is your spiritual one, coming from Jesus himself. The other is your natural family. Depending on the family you come from, you might have to deal with certain things. Like high blood pressure, hypertension, premature death. If you are careless, maybe in your area, people fly in the afternoon, like witches, and you assume, you don't soak yourself in the word of God and in prayer. You just assume nothing is going to happen. Please have your seat. We are going to pray in a few minutes. You know, the more I try to tell myself this is don't matter, I every week, almost every time, I see people who come to me and their situation as they have plenty Bible in their head. Plenty Bible. Like that Deeper Life brother that came to see me, and I rebuked the devil and he started barking like a dog. He's a Deeper Life brother. The problem is not his church, but what you don't know can harm you. If you don't know that holiness is a weapon on its own, you will only be using it to go to heaven, and they will be cheating you here. This is Africa. Blood, innocent blood has been shed on this ground. This place used to be a hospital now. This auditorium. For many years. But do you know that nobody ever died in this room? Because the owner of this hospital used to give to Reina Bonke. This all you are in. Covenants speak. You don't know anything. She knows that it's a child hospital for children. So she knows that you can't do this work without altars. You are doing business, you don't have altar. And you think that it is just going to... Okay. Today, we raise the sword of the Lord's vengeance. Every anomaly in your body, SS, SC, AC, marital crisis, marital delay, closed doors, by the sword of the Lord, we remove it. Listen to me, there are people that have, they are always praying. People think they have prayer life. They don't know it's the battle in their life that is making them to pray. They don't have prayer life. But things are happening. They can't tell you because they know you. You only speak English. You can't understand. There are people that you see them in jeeps. Listen to me. I went somewhere to minister and I was with a big man. The big man was talking to me, you know, we were just chatting. Are you see here? We were just chatting. He's supposed to be the big man. But he noticed at some point when he was talking to me, I was speaking in tongues. You know, like we are talking like, and you just see my mouth. For like 5 minutes. This man can buy me. Oh. This man can buy me. But he was talking to me. Just notice I stopped talking to him. Then he looked at me. Then he stood up. He walked away. Then he came back. He said, let's go and sit down somewhere. He now on AC for me. Say, I want to tell you some things. Say, and I want you to pray for me. My sister, if you have prayer power, you can make even the president be gyrating if you are praying. All I say, you don't need to shout. When you pray, just believe. It never enter you. When the prayer enter you, you tell your wife, give me a chance. I want to pray. When we started praying, we started small. It was supposed to be a brief prayer. By the time we reached 10 minutes, I was here. The rich man started speaking to us. He was vibrating. Hey! Sweaty inside the AC. You know? He never reached you. When I used my hand and I brought a witch into my house, say, come and work for me. And my wife had a miscarriage. I said, you will not go the way you came. She started begging. I said, no. You are going. But I want to give you something. Power, death and life is in the power of the tongue. I want to give you something that you'll be spending money on for the rest. I want to give you something. Look at the scripture. This dangerous scripture. You will not believe it's in the Bible. Look at it. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 11. I want you to, don't say, pastor said, let's read it. Read together. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed what? Speedily. Therefore, the heart of the Son of Man is fully set in them. All those that are saying, let's be patient, let's reason together. This is the result. They will not gather forces against you. My mom called me. Something's happening in our estate too. People are carrying, our Ikwere side, all of us, Ibadan, Ibarakba, all those here. We do sacrifices. I don't personally know any tribe that likes sacrifice like Yoruba people. I don't know. Maybe the Igbos are competing, but Yoruba, they are number one. Some people are taking sacrifice, put in everywhere. I said, Grandma, I don't like to be hearing this thing. You're a pastor. I don't like to be. What? Okay, what are you a pastor for? Open that anointing oil on your table. Open it. Yikata. Reka. Open it. Yeka. Bam. Oh, yeah. Go and pour it on in the front of the house. Pour it. Pour it. From today, you come, the electric will shock, will carry. You must have boldness, but you must also have bold face. You want to feel something before you move. God says, I won't move until you move. David must first show up. Ah, well, we are going to kill Goliath. Before the Spirit of God will use the sling and kidding. Those things you say you are waiting for. Who told you your certificate God will use to bless you? The devil was so ready to destroy you, Joy. Listen to me. The devil's plan was that you will not be here. That you will probably be somewhere today, maybe like a prostitute or something. But for the mercy of God. If you know what the devil wrote about you, you will be angry. What he wrote about you, that you will be angry. He said, because sentence. Do you know what a sentence is? After they've heard both sides in the court, then the judge needs to pass a sentence or a ruling. The judge now says he's coming. Recess. He now went to greet his girlfriend. 3 months. Strike. COVID-19. First wave. Second wave. Third wave. Because the sentence was not executed speedily. Huh? Listen to me. Wherever there's delay, lives can be lost. On Saturday, Friday into Saturday, we had a fire outbreak at our family house at Ogudu. 3 a.m. You see this 3 a.m. matter, eh? You see this 3 a.m. matter, eh? It's when they switch destinies. I cannot argue with you. I know you will be challenging me, but I don't have a problem with you. If you like, don't believe. It was 3 a.m. in the night that the disciples were about to be swallowed up in the icy, and Jesus had to come walking on the water. 3 a.m. Go and read your Bible. 3 a.m. in the morning. Why men slept? Huh? Is when what? The enemy came and did what? He was trolling, Abby. He was sowing seeds. Seeds that will grow in 5 years, 10 years. Now say, what happened? When did this thing start? My sister, you cannot trace a problem that of 10 years ago because you were careless. Say, be watchful and vigilant. For the devil, your enemy, the devil, your adversary. What is the another word for adversary? Your enemy. Who is an enemy? Somebody that will not stop until you are down. At least you have one. His name is Satan. Are you still here? Listen to me. There are certain things in your life that you have been drinking tea with, but today no more. Say, prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. But they won't drink or they will stand. You are the only one that is drinking. Say, you anointed my head with oil. Behold, my cup. Therefore, surely, goodness, mercy. But you see, there was a sentence that was executed. They made the enemy leave the seat and stand up. Oh, yeah, I'll be watching. Do you know most Nigerians look older than their age? You don't watch film. Go out. When some people tell you that they are 45, they look 55. It's not all this using of cream, it's the pressure in the atmosphere. This school that you got admission and study, do you know what some people did with fasting and prayer to get admission? Sit down there and be saying there's no Satan. In Acts chapter 26, I believe, when Jesus appeared to Paul, Apostle Paul, he said, I have commissioned you. He said, against the power of Satan. Jesus in Acts 26 said, he acknowledged that Satan has power. You may have the greater power, But let me tell you very quickly, if you are not a man of prayers, you stand a great risk. 3 a.m. Saturday night or Friday, Saturday morning, a fire broke out at our family house. Broke out. Now, who do you expect to be awake at 3 a.m.? There was a tire at the underneath the meter or the junction box caught fire. Rubber tire. So you know, by the time all of you wake up in heaven. 4 flats. The man at the top floor could not come out because of the smoke. He jumped from the second floor, thinking he will land on our floor. He missed his step all the way down. It was God that saved him. He wanted to jump down so that he can come from the ground floor to save his family. His family could not come down eventually. God was the one who saved him because his own legs, bam. The impact of landing. Eh? So they had to rush him. It was Michael that took him to the hospital. Meanwhile, from Wednesday, me have been having visions. I've been having visions. So the police will be asking me, come and write statement. What do you know? Where were you? Am I the one that put fire? God forbid. Not my head. Come on, say not my head. They won't call you to answer things you don't know, anything you don't know about. What's your business? You wanted to marry somebody and the family resisted you and you think the matter will end with wedding. You think in your church mind that the matter will end with wedding. The battle has just started. Because sentence is not quickly executed. How do you execute sentence? You find that place in the word of God that speaks concerning the matter. Don't be careless. Many people are naive, thinking that the problem will solve itself. I shared a story yesterday with the choir. When nothing was happening in my family, and my mom, she's a pastor, she went to redemption camp, Holy Ghost service. Today's Holy Ghost service is a unique one. Something was happening in my family. As Baba was releasing the prophecy, she was catching it. Listen to me. Why many people come to church and never get anything, even if they are sitting in front? There is no heart connection. This thing I just said now, if you catch it, I've helped you for this year. No heart connection. In their mind, he's saying his own. There are people that say they have spiritual father, but in their mind, they are angry at him. There's no connection. My mom was diagnosed with fibroid. An elderly woman. What's an elderly woman doing with fibroid? Diagnosed with fibroid. There was no money. The issue is not the fibroid. We are not going to do operation because there's no money. My mom went to Winners Chapel, Bishop Oyedepo. They were having Covenant Day of Praise. I don't know how they call it. Covenant Day of Thanksgiving or something. My mom went to that tambourine. You know the one we use in reading? That giant one. She danced. She went for first service, 6 a.m. service. Danced, Winners Chapel. It was not the one at Otta. It was the one at Akure. You see, when there's a connection, there's replication. When there is a connection, there's replication. When there is a connection, there is replication. Don't be naive. If the grace over your father is not working for you, check your connection. Something is wrong. If there's a disconnection in this socket, you put your charger, it won't work. Simple as ABC. My mom danced and danced and danced, went back to our church by 8 a.m., did workers' meeting, joined the service 20 years after. No surgery, no operation, no fibroid. The same covenant in Canaan was speaking in Accra. The pastor that ministered that day did not even know anything happened. I'm telling you how to execute sentence. When you want to execute sentence, they check your spiritual tree. Where is she coming from? Who is our father? When David was going to kill Goliath, the first question Saul has is, who is his father? Ah, somebody didn't hear me now. You didn't hear me. I say even Saul asked, what's his name? Who is his father? Do they have history of killing giants in that family? Spiritual covering is for your benefit. It's work, oh. Because the person who also receives you into his covering is work. He has to be praying for you. I'm telling you, Pastor Ogweli, one of his pastors did something wrong. Do you know Pastor Ogweli? Dominion City. Great man of God. One of his pastors did something wrong. Please, are you hearing what I'm saying? Please don't be naive. If you sleep. The pastor was not supposed to travel. And he traveled. Why they were in the East Abbey? Why they were on the way, they were attacked on the express, in the luxurious bus, and they opened fire on them. Huh? He was wearing a particular jacket, maybe that was anointed before in the church, maybe when they had an anointing service. The bullets was touching him and it was dropping. Are you with me? But I think there was a place that around his leg that was not covered. The bullet now touched that place and it was hit. Do you understand what I said? Do you understand what I said? I said there was a particular suit or shirt or something that when they had an anointing service, they laid hands and touched him. All the bullets that touched that jacket, it didn't penetrate, it dropped. But on his leg, it was hit. The moment that thing happened, the senior pastor called him and said, where are you? Do you see why you should not be in rebellion? The pastor didn't know he had traveled, but he sensed it in the spirit. And then he called him. Do you see why? Do you see what has happened? As if he was seeing in the spiritual. He said, do you see? Don't follow anybody that you consider that you are his organ. Don't follow him, because this thing is about covering. When they want to execute a man, they said, this Peter. He said, Peter, he said, the enemy has sought to sift you. He said, but it was the spiritual covering that was speaking for him. Are you still with me? Don't be careless. Don't be without covering. Oh my God. Let me preach to your neighbor. Don't be without covering. He said, Satan has sought to what? To sift you. Do you know the way you sift? You sift Amala, Semo. They have concluded in the realm of the spirit, we are going to finish this guy. When I got married on my honeymoon night, my wife contacted Osa same day. Meanwhile, when you are dancing, they say I should be dancing on that day. And I said, this matter. It's not a dancing matter. They say they will spray us money. And they sprayed also. Some people gave us pounds. Others gave us dollar. The first night of the honeymoon, why people were saying praise God, hallelujah, it's enjoyment, I was counting money. Because I have danced. So let me see the result. Man, you are saying, is it 2-0 or 2-2? Let's know. I started counting. 86,000. That's the money. As I then know. So you can see that even the dance of a prophet is miraculous. I'm telling you. You are dancing. Hey, that's like a winner, man. Hey, we are dancing. Bishop, a dollar be that one. Carry on. Bishop, Pastor, this one was my best man. Bishop, shine your eye. Yo. This transaction, we are not here to look at anybody's face. Anything that drop, carry it. We can't later. Pastor Desmond was speaking. Oh my God. He was speaking the money. That's like a winner, man. This one, you don't delegate it. You can't use my anointing to rub ground. I came to dance and collect money. 86,000. Can you imagine since how much? My brother. But that night, have you had Osa before? He said, no. I'm not saying you should not dance in your wedding. I'm telling you what happened to me. Because some say I will not dance in my wedding. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm. I'm just saying, be sensitive. You understand? Uncle, be sensitive. Everything is not the way you are seeing it. I will change. I will repent. I will not do it again. I say you aborted my baby. You see, this your let us reason together is why they are dealing with you. Let us reason together. People must know that Tina is gentle, but don't try her. People must know Tina, know they look for fight, but they should not cross their boundary. I've worked in the bank 12 years. I know that people are possessed and they wear suit and my people come to the bank with cowrie shells. You won't know. It's when you shake them, then you hug them, you feel something. Baba, how far? We shall wash it low. Baba, I sing kaka. You know, our boys. You know, touching daddy. I'm not alone. Shower. I think say now that church they go. Say as we they go, sometimes they go like ekpe to go see customer. Bad agree. Those places. Sometimes the thing they see, you can't just. You have to be careful. And that one is eating the canteen. Call you to come and eat. You join them. We are going to have 3 days of praying in tongues. 5 hours every day. Online. Zoom. Not Mixer. Zoom. We'll be seeing ourselves. 5 hours praying in tongues. No prayer point. There was a lady. I heard this story from Dr. Lukoya. There was a lady who was in a prophetic class where she was praying with Dr. Lukoya when they were still brothers. God, open my eyes. God, open my eyes. God, open my eyes. After first day, second day, third day, she was going home. She branched at her friend's house. That her best friend. See food. Come and eat. See rice. She looked inside the place. She saw blood. Saw human. See, I'm not eating. They say, why now? But you've always been eating here. Because now our eyes are open. If you are a spiritual person, but you think like a carnal man, you will not know the source of your problem. Because you will continue to rationalize. Nothing just happens. I'm telling you something. See, fine boy is when everything is okay. When we need to, we remove the shirt. There are some prayer you do. You remove your shirt, remove your trousers, remove your sickness so we can pray well. There are some prayer you want to pray. Don't pray with your wife. You'll be forming. Your destiny is at stake. You are forming beside your wife. Because she's a beauty queen. Go and sleep. This one is not for you. I'm the head of this house. When I saw death come close to me in the last 3 weeks, all those prayer strategies, I brought them out. You don't know there's witchcraft in church. Yes, sir. Don't worry. I'm not talking to you. It's not your church. The woman in my house confessed. She confessed that she was responsible for the abortion. And I told her, "You will not. I will give you a gift." I said, I won't kill you. I don't believe in killing people. But I want to give you an assignment. You come to my house. My wife was just about, I think it was just the first month or something. I laid my hands on the stomach of my wife. For those of you that believe that marriage is just to be enjoying yourself. If a man that is not a priest is not an advantage, it's a disadvantage. There are certain things your wife does not need me for if you pray for her. But because she doesn't even see you, you understand? There's something they call see finish. You buy granite here, you go and buy Gary in the other street. So they will not know that it's Gary and I will send the video to you. Don't worry, I have it. Don't marry a man you don't believe in, you'll be eating yourself. You this boy. You better know when to eat my head. One day, it's my wife. One day, you know, I just, This thing as if it stand up. Power of the Holy Ghost. Came preaching. We found that. I say, hey, the anointing is still there. Ah, kilo de. Ah, shut up. This power. The woman confessed. I laid hands on my wife that day. I said, Father, the baby is gone, I know. I said, but if the baby is still there, do you understand the language? Once you start bleeding, the baby is gone. But now I said, but according to you, if the baby is still there, let it move. And I felt movement under my hand. 1 month. It's not possible. The next morning, oh yeah, Ajolad. The doctor checked her. Your womb is clean. But God says the baby is there. That was 9 months after we had Isabella. That my daughter that is having dreams now. Don't be naive. Some things are not tied to God or Satan. God, it is what you say that they will approve. God's servant, Apostle Suleiman, went to the hospital to pray for people who are sick. And he said, give me those who are almost dying. And they put him beside a woman whose child was almost dying. And did not say, this one, the baby is just counting time. Like a young child. The boy is gone. Say, Mama, give me the boy. Father, in the name of Jesus. And the boy died in his hands. The mama that was looking for someone to blame now held, you know, held God's servant here. Then he said, it was not like, he now called the nurse. Nurse, but you saw me now. I was just trying to pray. Say, no, I want you. I want you not to bring prayer here. The nurse held the woman, you know, and he said, the woman is a Yoruba woman. Ah! Waji! Ah! You know, Yoruba people and drama. Ah! You're welcome. Hey! You're chopping. Hey! Hey! Be laughing. You think I'm a dramatist, are you? Okay. Be laughing. The woman, he said he now wanted to, he wanted to elbow the woman and run. It's as if the woman now held him in front. What there? You've not seen an angry Yoruba woman. My brother, Wagba. Please, sorry for our online audience. Sometimes I want to talk, but when I think of our online audience, I'm restricted. The woman held him here. Elderly woman. The woman, the child has been sick. He said, but madam, I'm an evangelist. I just tried to pray. Say, you will wake him up. You will wake him up. His friend that came with him said, but I want you, John. He said, no, come here. Hey, may you not have prayer partner that is that is cursed. Problem came. He said, but John, you know, sir, I tell you, say, no, this thing, because you listen to one message, you the ginger. See now. He heard him like this. Oh yeah. Because you wake him. She was saying to Yoruba, Waji, you wake him. He said he was forced to start praying. Uncle Tio, this is the way they heard him. Say Waji. Oh yeah, take on. He said he started, hey God, Holy Spirit. God now spoke to him. Call the name of the child. He said, Baba, I don't die. I said, call the name of the child. You know, as a mama, what's the name of the child? He said, Taye ti lo ke in de lo ku o ti ba mi pa o ti mu ke in de lo o ti mu ke. So, like, they were actually twins. But one is gone. He's late. This is the only one remaining. He has now, you have killed him. He now said, Mama, madam, hold on now. The woman, say, kind. God now rebuked him. Say it confidently. Say, kind. God said, now, even you don't even believe your own prayer. I said, you know, there, some of you know when you say pray, you are not ready. If the way you are praying is the way they shouted, Jericho will not come down. Yes, sir. Or you think God could not have brought Jericho down without a shout? Hey, but he wants your participation. He said, say the name. He said, Kain. The boy jacked back. Nurse, come back. Come back. All of you, come back. When I was telling you that I'm a man of God and I believe in prayer. There's power in your mouth. Stop using it to tell people problems. Speak a word and your servant shall be healed. There's a kind of result God will put in your life. Your parents will not question your resolve anymore. There's a kind of result God will put in your life. Even your boss knows that there's a prophet in the office. Come on, say I hear. Job 33. Let me round off here. Give me that scripture. Job 33 in the visions of the night when deep sleep falleth upon men. What verse is that? Job 33. Look for that verse for me. When deep sleep falleth upon men. Quickly, Bible students. Then God sealed their instruction and opened their ears. Aha, verse 15. This is where most of the transactions happen in the dream. Hello? Are you with me? When God began to reveal your glorious destiny to you, some of it was in a dream you saw it. The dream is an open field. It's a gateway into the spiritual. Don't be naive. I'm not saying everything you see in the dream is accurate. But I'm telling you the dream world is a valid gateway. So you need to consider anything you see and be careful. God may be speaking. It may also be Satan. But look at what God said. In a dream, in a vision of the night, that means in the night when I cause men to see into the spirit realm, when deep sleep, when God was going to give Adam his wife, he made him fall into a deep sleep. When God was going to cut a covenant with Abraham concerning his son Isaac, he caused him to fall into a deep sleep. When deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed. Next verse. Then he what? You don't know what that means. Or say, come. God waits for you to sleep. He wants to speak to you, but he needs your full attention. So by the time you sleep and he sees that, yes, he's in gear 4 now. It's as if there is a lock. Like there's something here that hinders you from hearing what spirits are hearing. Then he... He opened it. Oh, she. That's why some of you, we have some dreams. You will not remember the images you saw, but you remember the words that were spoken. The dream is somehow vague. It's like you know the people in the dream, but physically you don't know them. Do you understand what I'm saying? But you remember what everybody said. In the visions of the night, when slumberings come upon men, begin to hear. He opened their ears and what? Sealed their instruction means that is where they conclude what is required for you to move. There is an instruction. Peter, cast your net to the right side. That is where they seal it in the night. That you have specialized in sleeping. He sealed their instruction. When you wake up, you are going to feel like fasting. When you wake up, you will just feel like there's a new season upon you. Have you ever woken up like just feel like it's a new season? He sealed your instruction. You can't really say what happened to you, but you just woke up and you know I am due for a new season, and there is a yearning to press for it. He sealed your instruction. When you wake up like that, sometimes you wake up with a song. Who knows what I'm talking about? Have you ever just wake up with a song? A song. That song, pay attention to it. He has sealed your instruction there. There's an instruction there that if you are sensitive, you will get it. Thank you. Next verse. That he may what? Withdraw man. That thing that you want to do that is going to put you in trouble. That person you are going to put in your house that will get pregnant and cause you problem. He will withdraw you. Don't go there. Don't give him money. Come. He pulls you back from your intention, from your purpose, and hides pride. So as you not say that I was the one that helped, you know, okay. Mabo. Come, follow me. Next verse. It is in the dream that God can give you clear instructions that will keep your soul from pit. Next 3 days, don't go out. You see, for you, you see the dream as the tool the devil uses, not as the tool that is designated for divine communication. That's why you will keep seeing strange things, because you have allocated your dream life to Satan. There are people, after they fast and pray and bind and loose, they will start having dreams that somebody is touching them. It should not be. Come on, say God forbid. It is in the dream, when God seals your instruction, that your soul will be kept back from the pit. The pit there is graveyard. There are many people that died, and they died before their time, and nothing happened. And it's life from what? The perishing of the soul. Listen to me. The book of Psalm tells us. He said there is an arrow that flies by day. Huh? And pestilence. That's Psalms. Give me 91. Because some of you are holier than God. You don't believe in warfare. 2021. Listen to me. COVID-19 just came to Nigeria now. However you want to do it is now your decision to make. If you believe that you are a candidate, so be it. If you believe none of these things shall touch me and come around me, so be it. Look at scripture. He said, for he shall surely deliver thee. Do you see the word surely? Do you see the word surely? That is a word for you. He said, surely he shall deliver thee from what? Hey, not just near, trap. When we come for that meeting, I will say something. Then we will see what she will say. We'll go and play it for our organ. Then that morning, one of them, their car will break down on 3rd Milan. They will not be able to get to the meeting. You are not saying the car should break down. You are only prophesying this scripture. Anywhere the scripture like, let it go and... And from the noisome pestilence, next verse, he shall cover thee with his feathers. So when they fire their bullets, that's your God, though. That's your God, though. Say, cover thee. Say, after everything we did, she's joyful. He is not depressed. There's something about him. He doesn't have everything, but he's collected. He's coordinated. He said, for he shall cover you with his feathers. If God allow you to see half... See me that I had 3 days, 3 terrible dreams. See the way I was praying. You don't develop prayer life in comfort. There's no comfortable person that will know how to pray. It is battle that makes a man learn prayer. Leave it. So today, I want to prophesy. But to make it easy, you must have a heart connection. Come on, say heart connection. You must have a heart connection. You must have a what? There's no distance in the spirit. There are some of you here, God ordained you, brought you here for your deliverance today. I remember when I went to preach in that CAC church, and that blind brother was there. I didn't know. The parents wanted him to be healed. They trusted God for his healing. But when his healing came, they opposed it. There was no laying of hands, just a word. And a boy blind from birth in one eye, pop! New eye socket. Somebody in this church sent me a message last night, around 10 p.m. I was sharing with the prayer team this morning. 2 years ago, 2019, he was supposed to be promoted. They didn't promote him at the office. So he came, he sat here. After the service, he said, "Pastor, they promoted our folks. They didn't promote me." And I said to him, "Be patient. Be patient. When you go back on Monday, double your work. Promotion does not come from man. It comes from the Lord. Don't be angry and say, my set that we came in, they have. There's no age mate in life, only grace. Nobody is your age mate. There are, we came together. Story, you entered the gate together, you didn't come together. Are you still here?" So I gave him a counsel and I said, "Be patient, but when you get back to your office, begin to work very hard. Don't allow what happened to show on your face." Then he sent me his promotion letter last night. Very beautiful recommendation. Not only was he promoted, they promoted him this January. And they told him, "There's another one coming in September. We are going to promote you again." Because his appraisal scores were flying. Do you understand what I'm saying? And he told me, he said, "Pastor, I want to thank you for cautioning me about maintaining a positive attitude. It made all the difference." But he could have decided to be bitter. Huh? He could have decided to be bitter. "That customer that always owing me, she will not pay. She will even complain before she pays. But she likes wearing good clothes." Be patient. Whatever is your portion, and it's in the hands of any man, this morning we collect it back. We have gotten to where we are going. They said you have no man. They said you have no one. They said you have no father in this land. But I come to declare the word of the Lord. Your season for rising has come. There are certain battles your parents fought. There are some of you, your parents, no matter how they tried, they could not keep a family. They were divorced. I come to speak to that spirit. That curse will not go with you into your marriage. Listen to me. Your amen has to be very sharp. Listen to me. I'm talking about somebody or two people here. Your parents didn't stay together for long, and it was because of satanic attack. I come in the spirit of the prophet and I declare that assault will not enter into your home. There is somebody here. Your dad used to victimize your mom, more or less like embarrass her. And your mom at some point had to just, tell herself, I'm going to try and get myself up, and I'm going to get my children, I'm going to get them educated. And much of what you know about your life today was the effort of your mom. I bring you a word of prophecy. I see healing coming back into your family. Amen. That root of disfavor and victimization that your mom suffered from, I reverse it now. Listen to me. They said Your covering is very important. There's a man of God in Bagada who submits to Bishop Ereko. He had a church in Surulere. And the witches in Surulere, because some of you don't know that, they are sector commanders, they have different divisions. They had a meeting and said, this man is disturbing us. And they went to their coven and they called his name in the night. When they called his name, Bishop Ereko was the one that appeared in the room. Why didn't Jesus go there? If my servant is here, I don't need to be there. David, go and sort it out. The man was at home sleeping. Bishop Ereko is not even aware. They called his name 3 times. It was his face that was appearing. Then the third time, he said, what has he done to you? It's my son. Leave him. Because they say you have no one to speak for you, I declare in the name of Jesus, the sword of the Lord's vengeance in the camp of your enemy. In the camp of your enemy. The sword of the Lord's vengeance in the camp of your enemies. In the name of Jesus. Jesus.